where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us now celebrate the birth of our Lord, for the one foretold by the prophets.
Let us rejoice.
For the one whose herald was a star.
Let us rejoice.
For the one found lying in the manger.
Let us rejoice.
As he was adored by the shepherds.
Let us rejoice.
As he was sought by the wise men.
Let us rejoice.
Even as the angels rejoiced at his birth.
Let us rejoice.
Festival of the heart and of the spirit to celebrate his coming. It was in the days when Herod was the king of Judah that God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee called Nazareth. He had an urgent message from God for a young maiden whose name was Mary.
Hail, everyone. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, for you have been chosen from all women to bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus.
How can this be?
Trust me, with God, all things are possible.
Behold, I am the servant of the Lord, and his will be done.
Many months later, the mighty Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus sent out a decree that all citizens should return to their hometowns to pay their taxes. How inconvenient for Mary, who was with child, and now married to Joseph. Joseph's family resided in Bethlehem, which was 70 miles from Nazareth. It was winter, and the bitter cold wind made their journey long and tedious.
Amen.
found that all of the inns were full. Joseph tried every inn until finally someone opened the door.
Good evening, Mr. Servant. I'm on this night, but do you still have your room for us?
I'm afraid no more rooms available to sleep out.
Please, sir, have pity. My wife is going to have a baby.
What? Your wife's
going
to have a baby? Well, you can't go on and have a this kind of look. Look, you look like a nice couple. Why don't you stay where it's safe? It's warm, it's dry, it's even better. I'll pay you.
Look, Joseph, this table is warm and dry. Thank you, Mr. Innkeeper, for all your kindness.
It's like, if you need anything else, it's not related to it.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
Good night.
Mary and Joseph were weary from their long, hard journey, so they lay down to rest. During the night, Jesus was born. Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Nearby, shepherds were keeping watch over their sheep. An angel appeared to them, saying,
"Do not be afraid, for I have good news of great joy. Jesus Christ, our Savior, is born this very night in Bethlehem."
Suddenly, the night sky was filled with light as a multitude of angels appeared, praising God.
Should we be called our Savior?
they knew this was the fulfillment of the prophets of the Old Testament. At once, they set out to find and worship the child, the promised King of the Jews. When the three wise men saw the child, they bowed down and worshipped him. They offered him treasure fit for a king, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All the world rejoices, and all hearts are filled with joy and love. Christ was born in Bethlehem on this very special day that we call Christmas. This is a happy time to sing, pray, and to give thanks to our Lord for all of our many blessings.
We have a special treat for you now. Children, we're going to sing a cappella, Mary's Boy Child. So if you feel like clapping, go right ahead. That's a rhythm section. Thank you.
Brotherhood's Mardi Gras for Mardi Gras, for the beginning, as we begin Lent this year. The Mardi Gras is on what date? The 2nd of February. Lent this year is almost, but for one day, almost as early as it can be. So the Mardi Gras and drawdown will be on February the 2nd. Tickets are available from any member of the Brotherhood, especially Tom. Tom, stand up. And Nick, up there. They're $100 a couple. That includes your food, your drink, and a 1 in 120 chance of winning $5,000. Those are pretty good odds. This is the main Brotherhood fundraiser for the year. And tickets do go very quickly, so I encourage you to get those as soon as possible. In the porch here, there are about 5,000 poinsettias. If you would like to take one home, that will save us trucking them to the dumpster. So please, apparently they look good in gardens, even at this time of year. I kill everything I touch, but they're there. Please, please do take one home. Are there any celebrating anniversaries of birth or of marriage this week? And we'll pray God's blessing. afflicted, and through the prophets you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you love the world so much that in the fullness of time you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. Born, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, the prisoners, freedom, the sorrow, and joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, he destroyed death, and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world, and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When his hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to be there. At supper with them, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is